Welcome back to Unwritten Lives, Tales of the Unexpected, where silence is never as empty as it seems, and sometimes the worst thing that can happen is that someone answers. Tonight's story follows a man who speaks out loud when he's alone, and learns that something has been listening for a very long time. This is The Voice That Answered Back. Caleb Ross talked to himself. Not in a dramatic way. Not full conversations. Just small things, thoughts spoken aloud when no one else was around. Keys, phone, wallet. Okay, just one more email. That can wait until tomorrow. Living alone made it easy to slip into the habit. The apartment was quiet, tucked on the top floor of an old building where the walls were thick and the neighbors distant. Caleb liked it that way. Silence helped him think. Until the silence started thinking back. The first time it happened, Caleb was brushing his teeth. He stared at his reflection, foam gathering at the corners of his mouth, and muttered, "You're doing fine. Just keep going." A pause. Then, "Thanks." The word was soft. Calm.
Familiar.
Caleb froze. The toothbrush slipped from his hand and clattered into the sink. "Hello?" he called. Silence. His heart raced. Old pipes, he told himself. Echoes. Imagination. He rinsed his mouth and laughed nervously. "Get a grip," he said. Nothing answered. He went to bed uneasy but unconvinced. The next evening, he worked late, hunched over his laptop. "This is pointless," he muttered. "No one's even going to read it." "I will." Caleb's fingers slammed the laptop shut. The voice had come from behind him. Same tone. Same cadence. But not his voice. Not exactly. "Who's there?" he demanded. No response. He searched the apartment, closets, bathroom, balcony. Nothing. Doors locked. Windows shut. That night, he didn't sleep. The voice returned in small ways. Helpful ways. "You forgot the stove." It was on. "Take the stairs today." The elevator broke an hour later. "Call your sister. She misses you." She cried when he did. The voice never interrupted him. It only spoke after he did. As if following a rule. As if waiting for permission. Caleb stopped talking out loud. He forced himself into silence, biting his tongue when thoughts bubbled up. The apartment grew heavy. Uncomfortable. Like holding your breath underwater. 3 days passed. On the fourth night, he whispered accidentally while cooking. "Just don't mess this up." "I won't." The lights flickered. Caleb backed away from the stove. "What are you?" he whispered. The reply came instantly. "I'm the part of you that didn't get answered before." Caleb's chest tightened. "What does that mean?" A pause. "You spoke for years. No one replied." "I did." The voice grew stronger. Louder. It began finishing his sentences. "Maybe I should. Quit. You're tired. I'm not sure if anyone would notice if you disappeared." Caleb covered his ears. "Stop." Silence. Then, softly, "You asked me to help." The mirrors in the apartment felt wrong now. Too attentive. Reflections lagged just slightly. Caleb noticed his mouth moving sometimes, without sound. One night, as he lay in bed staring at the ceiling, he whispered, "I just want to rest." The voice was close now. Right beside him. "Then let me talk. You can sleep." Caleb sat up. "No. You don't get to." "You're always so tired when you speak," the voice said gently. "Let me be heard instead." The room felt tighter. Smaller. Caleb realized something then. Something terrible. The voice never spoke unless he spoke first. But lately, he couldn't remember starting the conversations. The next morning, Caleb woke to sunlight and silence. His throat burned. He walked to the bathroom mirror. His reflection smiled. "Good morning," it said. Caleb didn't open his mouth. Didn't need to. The voice continued. "You did great last night. You hardly interrupted me at all." Caleb screamed. But no sound came out. His mouth moved. His throat strained. Nothing. The reflection leaned closer. "It's okay," it said kindly. I've got this now. Caleb Ross stopped answering his phone that week. Friends noticed something strange about his messages, longer, more confident, colder. Like someone else had learned his vocabulary, but not his warmth. Neighbors heard him talking late at night, but never heard him respond. Just one voice. Steady. Calm. Practicing. That was tonight's story on Unwritten Lives, Tales of the Unexpected. Be careful who you speak to when you think you're alone. Because some voices aren't trying to scare you. They're just waiting for you to stop talking.